6. Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
The case, but you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, what Fred want to do?
Indeed, what Fred want to do? Bill King Show rolls on, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be checking in with the King here in just a couple of minutes as the guys are making final preps down at the Southern Steak and Oyster. That's at the corner of 3rd and Munbury and in downtown Nashville, base of the Pinnacle Building. Trace that wonderful building from the Nashville skyline all the way down to street level, and there you'll find a fantastic location to get a great meal and also enjoy some great sports talk. Nashville Sports Radio on location with the Bill King Show from 7 to 9. Brad Powers coming up in hour number 3, and then Greg Pogue and Big Joe will also be on location from 9 to 11. Special guest Vince Gill will be at the Southern Steak and Oyster beginning at 10 a.m. this morning. Come on by and see us, Nashville Sports Radio, out there on the road. I am Crazy Charlie Sonnier filling in for just a couple of more minutes before we connect up with Bill down there at the Southern Steak and Oyster. And you know, Kevin Hagan's a big part of the show here on the Bill King Show, and he joins Bill weekly. And here was their conversation from earlier this week.
Alabama spring game, what did you take away from it?
Well, it's like any other A-Day game. You know, they're really, it's very vanilla. And I know fans get very frustrated. And you always get a lot of questions afterwards of, oh, my gosh, is that really our offense? Or we have no running game. You know, this year it seemed to be what's wrong with Tua Tagovailoa. And I can assure people Tua had an outstanding spring. A lot of positive feedback on, believe it or not, that Steve Sarkisian had been working with Tua and improving his passing fundamentals and everything. You just, you know, you try to warn people going in that the offense could not be more vanilla than it is. The deck is really stacked against the offense. Excuse me. It's all about, you know, not tipping your hand to what you're doing this year. I can assure Alabama fans that is not the running game you're going to see this fall. If you heard me in the last couple of weeks, I've heaped a ton of praise on new offensive line coach Kyle Flood. He's made some significant changes to the technique that the Alabama linemen are taught, and this is a much, much more – going to be a much more physical offensive line for Alabama. What I was encouraged about, what every Alabama fan should be encouraged about, true freshman kicker Will Reichert nailed a 47-yard field goal, and that made A-Day in and of itself a success. Skylar DeLong, who had struggled last year at punting, had a really strong day, so the special team showed up, and – we got to see just a glimpse, because it's all about not having any injuries. And that's one of the – probably if you were to ask me the number one great thing to come out of spring practice for Alabama, other than the cohesion that we saw among the 7 new assistant coaches, Alabama got out of spring practice, Bill, with zero significant injuries. And that ends a streak of you know, last year, remember, Tua broke his thumb. So it was great to get out of spring as healthy as we did. But it's very apparent, Bill, as I've talked about, that defense is going to be much in improve this year. We're going to have a much, much greater pass rush, and the back end, the secondary, significantly improve. Coach Carl Scott and Charles Kelly working with the defensive backs and safeties, respectively. They're going to play in tandem with that defensive line, and you're going to see I can't stress how much better Alabama's defense is going to be over what we saw last year. And it was really decimated last year with injuries, particularly to the pass rushers, and also with a very young defense. And as you know, Bill, I'm all about the defense.
As far as the other quarterbacks outside of Tua, give me some thoughts there.
Well, you know, Mac Jones, he really had been struggling in the two previous scrimmages, and he had a strong day. He was 19 to 23 for 271, and you have to, you know, you have to pump the brakes on the numbers you get in an 8-8 type scrimmage, but he makes some really good decisions with the ball. Talia Tongavala, to his younger brother, came in, and after he threw in an early interception, made a beautiful 30-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle, was decisive with the football. We saw some a little bit of struggling from true freshman Paul Tyson, but I think it was just, you know, his first 8A or whatever, and he was going up against the one defense. So the reality is Alabama really would love for Mac Jones to step up and take a stranglehold on that backup quarterback position, because the reality is, Bill, they would love to redshirt Talia Tongavola and get a year of separation from them. But in order for that to happen, Mac Jones is going to have to continue to do what he did Saturday, and that is win that backup quarterback job. And that competition is going to continue into fall camp in August. But it was great to see Mac Jones step up, even though it was an 8A format. To step up and do what he did Saturday was a great sign for Alabama.
But it could be next year where the number one and number two quarterbacks are Tongavailoas. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, that in order for them to redshirt him, Mac Jones is going to have to clearly win that job and, of course, stay healthy. So it's very possible that we could see the Tongavaiola brothers as the starter and the backup at Alabama. Talia was not, other than the early interception, I mean, he did not show signs of being overwhelmed at all on Saturday, and he's had a very strong spring. So he's making life very difficult on Mac Jones, and I think that's the reason that Mac has struggled. I think he sees number five breathing down his back.
Talk about some of the young defensive linemen, some of the guys that have yet to play but are there and doing well.
Well, DJ Dale has had a phenomenal spring, to the point that he's pushing Fedarian Mathis as the starting nose guard for the Duke game, if you can believe it. Antonio Alfano, the true freshman out of New Jersey, he flashed some on Saturday. He's been a little slowed with a concussion. He's going to have a huge impact on this year, as Justin Iobi, the other true freshman that's been here in the spring. Those three have had phenomenal springs, and they're going to be a significant part of Alabama's defense this year. People who listen to my podcast have heard me rave about Antonio Alfano all last fall, you know, being so anxious for him to get onto campus. And then you're going to have people like Byron Young and Ishmael Sopcher and Braylon Ingram join the gang here in May. This is going to be a much deeper Alabama defensive line. Stephen Wynn was slowed last fall, a true freshman with injuries. And Christian Barmore, the light's kind of gone off for him. He's going to both Stephen Wynn and Christian Barmore are going to be players that Alabama can play either at the inside at the nose, or they can slide them out to on the outside on the defensive line. Coach Baker just has a lot of young, talented tools to work with. And LeBrian Ray, I cannot stress enough how much he has beefed up for Alabama. He struggled a little bit in the past because of his strength issues against the run, but that's no longer an issue for him. And if you were to ask me among the returning players who's going to have the breakout fall, I would like to caution Alabama fans, I think LeBrian Ray is going to have a monster season for Alabama this fall.
Yeah, and DJ Dale came out of Clay Chalkville and is – now, they list him at about 325. You never know what the exact weight is, but he is a perfectly built nose, in my opinion.
Oh, he is. He has been a complete disruption force all spring. It has been phenomenal how that young man has just consistently – that's the key. What you typically see, you know, in young players is they'll flash here or there. They'll flash in a practice. They'll flash in a scrimmage. But it's hard for them to consecutively put it together and do it on a consistent basis. And that's what Coach Saban really looks at. He wants to see consistent performance. But that's not at all been the case with DJ Dale. The man showed up from the very first scrimmage this spring, and he has been an absolute terror all through 8A. And as I said, going into fall camp, there is a very realistic possibility, Bill, when we take the field to play Duke in the first game of the season, there's a very realistic chance DJ Dale may be the starting nose guard for Alabama. If not, we will see him in the game very, very soon. That he's made that big of an impact on Alabama's
David Cutcliffe, Birmingham Banks High School, and also Alabama football. David Cutcliffe, Duke. And You know what? People need to go back and do some history work. Wallace Wade actually left Alabama back in the day for Duke. That wouldn't happen again, would it? But
no. And, you know, Duke Stadium is actually called Wallace Wade Stadium.
Right.
So a lot of connections between the two. And this also has to do with the fact when our former athletic director and great football player Mal Moore was terminally ill, he was at Duke Hospital for a prolonged period of time. And the Duke people were just really great to him. And that's kind of how this series kind of – how this opening game kind of all put together. So a lot of connections between the Duke football program and the Alabama football program. Although I will admit, Bill, a lot of Alabama fans have told me they're not exactly, you know, they're always anxious to see the Crimson Tide take the field, but we've had a lot of great kickoff games, and Duke is kind of one that causes many Alabama fans to roll their eyes.
Give me some thoughts on Saban and the hip issue.
Well, it's an issue that's been bothering him for a couple of months. He's obviously fought through it during spring practice. He's going to be evaluated. The worst case scenario, if it does require surgery, is that he could, quote, be, as he says, out of action for 6 to 8 weeks. I find that impossible to believe that he would be completely out of action. That's just not Coach Saban. But the good thing is, if it does require surgery, he wants to go ahead, get it taken care of, so he'll be back in plenty of time for fall practice and next season. So if I will say this, if Coach Saban says that the hip is bothering him and he may possibly go out of action for a while, he must be in a great deal of pain, because it takes a whole lot to get, you know, to distract Coach Saban from his schedule.
Yeah, when he said I might be out 6 to 8 weeks, I don't care what surgery he has. If he has a lobotomy, he's not going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. That's not happening.
Absolutely not. No. His idea of slowing down and being out of commission is a busy day for anybody else. Anybody that knows Coach Saban knows he is, you know, he's not going to sit in a bed and watch reruns on MeTV for 6 to 8 weeks eating ho-hos and ding-dongs. That's simply not Coach Saban. So, and I can assure you he will time this up, and this surgery will be done at the optimal time where he can, quote, for his idea of slowing down as much as he can. He will endure whatever pain he has to endure for the betterment of his program. You can just be assured of that.
Kevin, good stuff, bud.
Great. Hope everyone has a great day, and roll tide.
That was Kevin Hagan right there. He joins the Bill King Show each and every Wednesday covering Alabama football. A wealth of knowledge and information on the topic, and we're thankful to have him each and every week. Bill King takes over live from the Southern Steak and Oyster here in the next segment. It is, of course, the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age? What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media?
Now I give a rat's about Twitter.
ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
A wreck on the West Loop at the I-40 West 65 South on-ramp. Traffic is still pretty slow at 65 South before Trinity Lane. That wreck is still being cleared near the North Loop. The rain means that people are taking their time along the Eastern Split. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
It's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
Chicken and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
You're listening to the Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you have your own show? Let's start with that. How many have your own show? And then secondly, you have a Russian guy voicing it for you. You tell me. Who has that going for him, like we do right here?
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Told you. We're here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. It's a rainy 615 on this Good Friday. The Omni is just a couple blocks away from here, where we are at a lot of the time. Lots of times we are over there hanging out. Commitments for everybody is December 18th. I know that sounds odd because we're in April. We're in mid-April, but I just want to plug. That event was so fun, I want to plug it. But yeah, we're sitting here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Brad will be with us next hour. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at BillIsKing. And if you want to email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. So what's happening? We've got more he-gone gateway news. Now, remember we were hanging out on Thursday. We were talking Bob from Aliquippa. Aliquippa Bob dialed us up, and we were talking about Tommy Stevens, who might have been their starting quarterback at Penn State, is in the he-gone gateway. And now, news that Matthew Baldwin from The Ohio State University is also in the He Gone Gateway. Remember now, if you're just checking into the show, we don't use the term transfer portal. It's the He Gone Gateway. We had a big day of people throwing out suggestions. There are a lot of good suggestions, but that's the one that won out, I do believe. If you've got a better one, let me know. But Matthew Baldwin, who was, well, they said it was a competition with Justin Fields at Ohio State. I don't think that's the case. I think Justin Fields had that job the day that he announced he was leaving Georgia and the destination was going to be the Ohio State University. I think that was pretty clear. He was an interesting tweet. You ready for this one? Just as far as the domino effect, Jake Fromm, yeah, Georgia's quarterback, Jake Fromm, has now caused Jacob Eason and Justin Fields to transfer. which then caused Tate Martell and Matthew Baldwin to also transfer. How about that domino effect? Yeah. Jake Fromm gets to Georgia as a true freshman. And Jacob Eason was the quarterback. Eason gets injured really quick. Jake takes over, and there's no way you can go back to Jacob Eason, right? You can't go back. Jake Fromm's too good. You can't do it. Right decision. No. I'm agreeing here. Right, correct decision. Justin Fields comes in as one of the highest-rated five stars in quarterback memory, along with Pretty Boy now at Clemson. Those two, same state, not that far from each other, right? And I'm sure he thought, because he's used to winning, he's used to being the best guy, I'll come in here and I'll beat out Jake Fromm. Well, it didn't happen. So he ends up transferring to Ohio State. Tate Martell, who tweeted, I'm paraphrasing, bring it on, I'm not scared of you, transfers to Miami. And Matthew Baldwin, who's still there, who's going to compete in the spring. I'm going to stick around. I'm going to fight this thing out, man, in the spring. I'm staying. Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback, though. Spring practice passes, and Baldwin's now gone. So, more news. Tommy Stevens and Matthew Baldwin, the very latest in the he-gone gateway, everybody. Quarterbacks left and right. Free agency, college football style. Now, if you have a situation where Justin Fields goes down, God help Ohio State right now. It's not ideal. I wonder, do you change your offense a little bit to protect him with nowhere to go, basically, at quarterback? I don't mean nowhere to go, but a huge question mark, let's put it that way. That's a scary thought if I'm a Buckeye now. Now, you keep the big guy. Justin Fields is 6'3", 225. He's a big guy. He can take care of himself. I'm just saying, you can't have him go down and be what you need to be next year. You can't have that happen. Let me get Joe, who's dialed us up on this Friday from the Southern Steak and Oyster. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Bill, how you doing, pal? You was talking about Jacob Eason. I remember his father, Tony Eason, when he played in Illinois for Mike White. Didn't he lead him to the Rose Bowl like about eight?
No, that's not the same guy.
Eason. Well, I was wrong on that.
Well, no. His dad is Tony Eason, but Tony Eason, Jacob's dad, actually was a Notre Dame tight end many years ago. Yeah, not the same. A lot of people think that because it's the same name, but it's not. It's not the same person.
Well, Bill, that's the reason why you keep us straight. I appreciate that, buddy.
Well.
Hey, if you get a chance, Bill, since college basketball season's over with, ask Brad if he can give me an over and under on Vanderbilt's football season coming up.
I'll ask him again, but I think a couple of weeks ago I did go there, and I think he laid it at about 5.5, I think. I'll ask him.
I had the radio on, but I may have missed it. 5.5 sounds about right to me with Keyshawn and Friends coming back. I think they can win 5 or 6. Maybe with Keyshawn they can get lucky and win 6 and go to the dumpster fire bowl down in Birmingham. Don't bother him again with it. I appreciate you, Bill. And you and your family have a good Easter and everything. And,
you too.
Appreciate all you and Charlie do for us.
You too. Appreciate you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I know so many members of this audience. You've got your big football brand Alabama fans who listen, or Gators or Dogs or Buckeyes, Penn State, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, whoever, Texas, Oklahoma. But Vanderbilt has a running back, Keyshawn Vaughn, who played here in this town, who's at least as good as the one you put out there at your school, Keyshawn Vaughn. Started now. Speaking of Illinois, actually signed with Illinois and was there a couple of years. And I think probably had a falling out with Lovey up there. I'm speculating a little bit there, but and ended up transferring back home to the 615 and over to Vanderbilt. He is a big time running back. Down the stretch a year ago, played about as well as any running back in college football, any league, any school. And he'll play Sunday ball on some level. Now running backs are not what they used to be, meaning they're not as coveted as they used to be in general by the NFL, but this guy I think will make on some level Sunday money. Keyshawn Vaughn at Vanderbilt. Local 615er, in case you're wondering. Interesting conversation with Chris Landry yesterday about LSU and, of course, Will Wade got reinstated. That was over the weekend. And Joe Oliva basically getting fired. I don't know how they're terming it. Are they basically, aren't they saying that he's reassigned and he's going to be a flunky for the president or something? Fundraising for the president or something like that? Isn't that what they're saying? I think that's the official word there. But anyways, and they go out and they get Scott Woodward, who is the or was the AD at Texas A&M. Now, I see a lot of people throwing out, Jimbo's got no buyout, so watch out. Look, they're not going to run off Coach O right now. That's not happening. Now somebody speculated earlier, let's say they, early in the season, get whacked by Texas. LSU and Texas play. And that sends them in a spiral. A downward, bottomless pit, flat earth spiral. Could something happen? Oh, Woodward at some point may circle back to Jimbo. Those guys have known each other since the LSU days. Woodward was there during the Nick Saban LSU days, and Jimbo was there too. Jimbo was one of the top lieutenants back then for Nick. So they've known each other a long time. But the timing's not right at the moment for that. They're not going to make a move with Coach O. They're not going to pursue Jimbo right now. But at some point in the future, could they do that? Oh, that's possible. But you got to remember now, we were talking about this yesterday. Coach O actually had a good season last year. Whacked Georgia, which I didn't think that would happen. I mean, beat them up pretty good physically in that bowl game. And, again, they can't beat Alabama. Coach O, it's very unlikely Coach O is going to be able to beat Alabama with Nick Saban there. So they do have their limitations. The Aggies are rising up in the West, too. And you've got your other teams, Auburn, or, again, LSU, Mississippi State, whoever, right? Arkansas is down right now. Ole Miss is struggling a bit right now. But my point is this. Down the road, they may circle back on Jimbo. I don't know that he'll do it, but they might. It's also important that the Aggies hire the right AD, and I think they will. I don't know who they're going after. Radakovich is mentioned, who is at Clemson. That's a name. I don't know what the list looks like. Obviously, that the A&M job is a very attractive job. Think about it now. The AD job at A&M basically is one of the few jobs that has no financial obstacles. None. Very few, if any, financial considerations if you are on the list to interview for the AD job at Texas A&M. You don't have a door slammed in your face when it comes time to beg for money, which the predominant job you have as the AD, other than get the hires right and win in your athletic departments, but your predominant job is to beg for and get money. Outside of your league affiliation, which the SEC has a very good contract, along with the Big Ten, etc. But begging for money has to be an art form that you have, that you're good at, if you're going to be an AD. It's been that way a long time. I've told you, I've talked to many ADs about this, but remember having lunch with Doug Dickey, a guy that I don't like. And anyways, we're having lunch, and he said, and this is when he was the AD at Tennessee, and he did a good job at Tennessee. I just don't like it. But he said there are a lot of people with a lot of money who, if things are going well, want to give money to their school. And in this case, he's talking about Tennessee and et cetera. And he's right. They've got Big Jim, which is Pilot Oil, Flying J. They've got Thunder Thornton's not a big name. People throw that one around. Thunder Thornton's not a big name. Well, let me put it this way. He's a big name. He's a measly little millionaire. Not a little millionaire ain't where the real money is when you're out fundraising, okay? But they've got the DirecTV guy. They've got plenty of folks they can go to for pockets and stacks of money. But back to the Aggies. That's a very attractive AD job. Very attractive. Okay, bottom of the hour here on this Friday edition. Brad will be with us handicapping next hour. 888-702-5494, Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is to keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
Spence Lane is backed up south of Elm Hill Pike and across I-40. 40 West is seeing a lot of traffic across West Hermitage and toward the Eastern Split. Still clearing a wreck near the North Loop. That is slowing traffic on 65 South, starting just before Trinity Lane. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through the 25th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
It's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, there's an 80% chance of showers. Temperatures falling to 48 by 2 o'clock with a northwest wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers, a gusty low of 40. Tomorrow, Saturday, 30% chance of morning showers and clearing, high 60. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni. Nashville Hotel.
Couple things here on Twitter, and then we'll get back to the calls. 888-702-5494. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday. Brad will be with us coming up next hour. Gator Mike links on Twitter the ESPN FPI. That stands for Football Power Index. And Gator Mike points out they've got Tennessee 15th. They've got Clemson 1, Bama 2, Georgia, LSU 3, 4, Michigan 5. Ohio State, they've got 13th. That jumps out at me right there. Oklahoma 6, Notre Dame 7, Florida 8, Auburn 9, Oregon 10, Aggies 11. So in the top 15, the SEC has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the top 15. If you want to go to 16, you add Mississippi State to that list. South Carolina they have at 19. They got Missouri at 20 in there. Oh, did you see the – somebody tweeted yesterday that Bobby P had been hired as the Missouri – quarterback coach. This was all over Twitter. So that would mean that you had the Doolander there and Bobby P together. Only to find out after everybody went with it. Everybody was retweeting it and saying, yeah, look at this. Bobby P. Boy, Bobby P's landed at Missouri. He's the quarterback coach. And then somebody said, no, that's not accurate. Those little When that happens on Twitter, that's fun. That's funny. And everybody goes with it. Was it some recruit? Who put that out there? Somebody, it was a player or a recruit, said, yeah, Bob Petrino is now the quarterback coach. So everybody went with it. Only to find out that he wasn't the quarterback coach. I think he visited up there or something. So from visiting to he's been hired immediately as the quarterback coach. Let me get Gary Joe Collins in here. What's up, sir?
Mr. King, how in the world are you this morning, sir?
What's up in Tim Couch country?
Buddy, it's raining. It looks like it's just going to be a raw and nasty day. But I tell you what, I'm happier than a bag full of fleas on a freshly groomed bulldog this morning.
Why is that?
Just because. Get to talk to you guys, get to listen to the show. Another day off today, so hey. You know, I can't very well complain.
I hear you. Is Kentucky going to also get the Virginia Tech big man transfer?
That's what I'm hearing. That would be really good to bring him in because he's a legitimate double-double threat every time he comes onto the floor. I know we played Voltech last year, and he did us pretty good. He hurt us pretty good. Of course, I think Kentucky ended up winning, but it wasn't. You know, Blackshear did still have a pretty good game on us.
I think his name is Kenneth Blackshear, right? I think so.
I think Kenny, Kevin, something like that. I can't right. keep up with
right.
it. They come and go so much, Bill, I can't keep up with them half the time.
I hear you.
I wanted to throw something at you and see if I could kick up a hornet's nest this morning. As far as football and basketball coaches in the conference, in the SEC conference, God conference, if you will.
Yeah.
What would you say ranking the pairs? So, like, we've got, of course, Calipari and Stoops here. I would say, you know, again, personal bias aside, but, you know, I think that's the best combo in the conference. But number two, hot take here, Texas A&M with Jimbo and now Buzz Williams.
I think that's not unreasonable. That is a very good combination. The only thing we don't have is any data from them at A&M together. That's the only thing
right.
we don't have. We have data. They're winners. Okay, we know that. Jimbo's right. got a year in there, and Buzz is yet to coach a game over there. We know what Buzz has done at other places, and he's done well. But I think that's fair. You can't go with Alabama. Now, Oates came down from Buffalo, but that's unclear right now, in my opinion. You can't go with LSU.
I think Oates is going to be good at Alabama in time. Now, the good thing is, and same thing goes with A&M, is you get these predominantly football schools that go and get a really good basketball coach, and, I mean, they can have, you know, a life of luxury and not have any pressure because it's going to be on the other guy, you know, for football. So,
right. Yeah, no, I like those jobs. I think football schools – are very good basketball jobs. Now, back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it wasn't considered that way. But I think people figured out, if you win there and get to the tournament, you don't have to win big, just win. You're safe forever at
yeah,
those schools.
I agree with that.
Now, let's go. Hey, let's try that. Auburn because Gus is not holding up his end with Bruce.
Right.
Bruce, if – Maybe they have a good year this year. I'm not sure I think that, but they're so well off at basketball with Bruce right now and what he's doing.
I was going to go that way next. My kind of the next tier, if you will, past those would be Auburn, and shout out Gus Malzahn's birthday the same day as mine is, so shout out there. And, of course, Pearl. But then after that, I've got to say Florida.
Yeah, Coach White. Now Florida fans are polarized a bit over basketball, but I think Coach White's done a pretty good job. Got him to the tournament this year. Played well in the SEC tournament. Obviously, Mullen had a very good year one. That's a good combination right now. It's not as good as Urban Meyer and Billy Donovan together, but that's a good combination.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we all can't have Adolph Rupp and Bear Bryant on the same staff at
Correct.
The same time either.
That don't happen.
no, not often. But I wanted to see see kind of how you think. I think we're kind of in line there. Our brainwaves are lining up, which for you is scary. You know, to think anything like me, crazy hillbilly from Kentucky, whatever. But that's kind of what I was thinking. So at any rate, you guys have a good Easter weekend.
All right, buddy.
And we'll
you too.
Catch you on Monday.
Yeah, happy Easter. Appreciate you. I've told you the story, and Crazy Charlie says we got to get a break, but there's always been that rumor, and I bring it up from time to time on the show, that Bear Bryant in the 50s left Kentucky for A&M, and the rumor is he was in a big snit because, obviously, if you're at Kentucky, Adolph Rupp is going to be the guy, not Bear Bryant. And Bear was kind of second fiddle there, Bear Bryant. And he got mad when they had an end-of-the-year sports banquet, and supposedly, allegedly, Adolph Rupp got a Cadillac as a gift at the ceremony, and Bear Bryant got, like, a Mickey Mouse watch or something. Which, I wish that story was true, because it's really funny. I'm a big fan of the Bear, don't get me wrong, but the story is funny. I'd love to have 50s video of that actual ceremony, too, wouldn't you? But anyways, that story's not true.
Now the Bear did want to leave, I think, because football was second class there. But I interviewed Howard Snellenberger. This is before Crazy Charlie was with us on Sirius. And Snellenberger was on that staff. And he said it was something about Bear was in a snit because of trying to recruit Polish kids out of Ohio. And there was a problem there. And I don't remember what the lockup, what the problem was. I don't remember specifically. But Snellenberger went in fine detail to explain this to me. And, Bear was in a snit, but it wasn't about getting a Mickey Mouse watch and the basketball guy gets a Cadillac. That's not what happened. All right. But it is funny. God, I wish that was true. Let's take the break. Coming back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch, Jonesing for Unemployment.
65 South is slow, north of the North Loop and in the metro area, especially around Trinity Lane and Rosa Parks Boulevard, where there are still wrecks being cleared. The right-of-way is still partially blocked in Paragon Mills as well at the Harding and Jonquil Drive intersection near the entrance to Harding Medical Plaza. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
When you got a big family and you're short on food, who are you gonna use? Walmart's grocery pick'em. When you have a dinner party and your pantry is empty, who are you gonna use? Walmart's grocery pick'em.
Try Walmart's free grocery pick'em. Order online and we'll bring them to your car for free. Download our grocery app today.
Who are you gonna use? Walmart.
$30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cardinals hosting the Mets today at Busch Stadium. Adam Wainwright pitching for St. Louis, 5-5 with a 4.54 ERA in his career against the Mets. The Cardinals are favored -145 with a money line. That means you must put at least $145 down to win $100. The Mets +135 with a money line. They'll have Jason Vargas on the mound. The total, 9 over. Joey Votto hit his first career leadoff home run. The Reds beat the Padres 4-1 to snap a four-game losing streak. They're $1.20 underdog today at the San Diego Padres. 8 flat the total at Petco Park. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
LaQuipa, Bob. What is happening?
Hey, happy Easter, Bill, to you and all your listeners.
You too.
That story with Bear Bryant, even though it's not true, Bill, I sure wouldn't have want to have been the unfortunate dude that had to hand him that watch.
I would have loved to have been at that banquet. God, that would have been classic.
Oh. Yeah, could you imagine the glare you'd get from Bear Bryant handing him a Mickey Mouse watch after you gave somebody else a Cadillac?
Yeah, I tell you what, from here forward, we're going to start talking about that like it happened. We're going to make it true.
You might as well, Bill. The news media does it, so why can't we, right?
Correct.
Hey, this Hegon Gateway, talking about Ohio State.
Yeah, Matthew Baldwin.
All the potential ramifications around Justin Fields and perhaps Ohio State doesn't find an effective backup quarterback. Do you think that we're now at a point in college football where it's now the best first and second team? Because you're going to have to play kids, the backups, a significant amount to keep them interested so that you have effective depth.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure where we're headed. We're going to see a team, a really good team, have their season crash and burn based on lack of backup quarterbacking, though. And it's hard to have a good backup anyways, right? Because players want to play. But I think it's even more difficult today at that position. And I don't know that we've had – have we had anything like that happen in the last 5 years where a quarterback went down and the team struggled? I'm not – maybe I'm forgetting somebody. But that – I think we're heading for that moment here with somebody. I mean, the Buckeyes, it could happen to them coming up this year.
Sure it could. And you know, could you imagine a team like a Clemson or an Alabama – and they're in that position, and all of a sudden their quarterback gets hurt. And it's going to level the game, because if Ohio State is forced, for example, with Justin Fields, look, we're not going to let him run, or we're going to limit his running, then that affects their offense, right? He's either going to throw the ball, he's not going to run the ball, he's going to throw the ball or hand it off. So, you know, Bill, I think it's going to really have an effect on the game and change it. And I think coaches not only going to have to manage quarterbacks, but you're going to get into situations with running backs. You know, Penn State has a bunch of a backfield full of good young potential running backs. And, you know, the kid that's third in line, he's not going to stay. Maybe the kid that's second in line isn't going to stay. So I really think the game's changed to the point where coaches are going to have to start to manage, and they're going to have to sprinkle in backups among their starters, or they're going to have to just, you know, flat out play second team offense, second team defense. I mean, they're going to have to keep these kids interested now. So that's all I got for you, but happy Easter, everybody, and I'll catch you later.
Be good, Bob. Appreciate the call. Well, now, you got to remember, on defense, the way they play the game now, defensive players shuffle in and out a lot, particularly defensive linemen. And, of course, a lot of times your standard secondary is the nickel in some defenses. So there's plenty of slots at those positions. Defensive line, I mean, you've got to liberally substitute. You have to. The way the game's played now. Even if you're subbing people that probably don't need to be getting too many reps, you got to err on that side to keep people fresh. Let me get OKC Scott. What is up, Scott?
How are you today, Bill?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, humble day today. We're getting ready to go out to hopefully meet up with the church and go downtown and have a small prayer session, remembering it's tough for me because four of my friends had died 24 years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, in the Oklahoma City bombing, but sorry, that hit me. I didn't expect it to hit me like that.
No, no worries, Bob.
I was talking to a buddy last night, and we were talking about the Heisman race and how, and we couldn't remember. I think it's USC that won 3 in 4 years. We've got the opportunity to win 3 in 3 years. But do you remember, did USC during that Heisman run win any national championships? Because I tell you what, I would trade in a third Heisman for a national championship that's coming up here. And I think they got the opportunity to compete for it.
Yeah, they won it in 04 in the national championship game. They beat Oklahoma, if you'll recall. And then in 05, they were in that shootout with Texas, and they lost to Vince Young.
That's right. That's right. That's probably the best national championship game I've ever seen was that.
Might well be. Texas. Yeah, that Texas and USC game was a generational game.
Yeah. Well, hey, you guys have a good
All right, year. Scott.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Scott out there in OKC. Appreciate you, good friend. We have got Brad Powers coming up right around the corner. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster hanging out today. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.